be presenting regular API tips from our own API guru, Yarda Tulak, after this.
The next section is the API tip of the podcast. So, as before, we have Yaroslav Tulak with us, the author of the book called
Practical API Design. I'm surprised you don't remember because you edited it.
I do remember, but I'm giving it to you to announce.
Okay. Practical API Design, Confessions of Java Framework Architect.
Okay.
It's available on Amazon.com. Actually, it was available during the weekend, but now it's temporarily out of stock.
Is that good news?
Well, actually, I don't know what your experience tells you.
It sounds like you've sold them all.
Really?
Yeah, that's what it sounds like to me.
In 1 week. That's amazing.
Yeah, so it depends on how much copies Amazon really had. Yeah. But probably it's good news. So thank you all, dear buyers, for purchasing my book. Thank you.
The book seems to have been sold out within 1 week, so that's pretty good. Now, what is the API design tip for this podcast?
Last week, we slightly touched the topic of what is API and what's not API. And as you may remember, I consider the term API very broadly. So I include more into the API than just plain JavaDoc or method signatures. And today I'd like to talk about my recent experiences with Swink, because Swink is not reentrant. And Swink is a library. Swink is a framework. And even the runtime aspects of your API influence how people can use it, how people can treat your library, reuse your library, what they can do with it. And Swink says, if you want to manipulate with my components, always use AWT dispatch thread, and you will be safe. Well, that's not true. We probably took the API beyond its limits. And right now, we are not only using AWT thread to modify the components, but also doing it reentrantly. That means inside of modification of Swink component, we modify it again, and well, the API is not ready for that at all. So this is not a tip. This is a warning. If you design an API, then be aware that people may decide to access your API recursively from inside of your API. If your API calls foreign code, you may expect that someone will call you back and modify your API.
Is there any way that you can prepare for that?
You can design properly, but it's hard. It's really hard. It's not enough just to synchronize your API. You need to really think about the reentrant access. And I talked about that in chapter 11 of my book, which is called Runtime Aspects of APIs. Mm-hmm. And it says, what's the danger? And also I touched that in chapter 12, which talks about declarative programming. Because the more immutable you make your API, the bigger chances are that you will not suffer from this reentrant problem. But it's really hard, and Swink definitely gives us hard time to do what we really need, because it's not reentrant, and it doesn't help us to even find out if we are calling reentrant into the Swink without inspecting the call stack or not. So really hard, and the tip is, if you design your API, be sure you either prevent reentrancy or make your API reentrant.
Excellent. So that's the tip for this podcast. And before we finish with Yaroslav Tulak, we have a question for him to give us a number between 1 and 19. And he doesn't know why, and you'll find out later. A number between 1 and 19.
73? Oh, yeah, I know. Okay, so 7.
7. The number is 7. Okay, thanks for the tip, and see you next month.
Thank you. Bye.